when you saw me?
Yeah. We were driving home from dinner. My wife was driving, and I was in the passenger seat on the cell phone talking to my father. And we were going, I think it's Lakeview. We were going, I guess, southwest on Lakeview.
Okay.
When we were coming up to, I think it's the County Line Mall.
Right.
And we saw a patrol car pulling out into the street, but he was acting erratic, and we couldn't figure out what was going on. He was, like, going and then stopping and then going and stopping. And so Tracy slowed down to let him do whatever he was going to do.
Right.
And then he pulled into onto Lakeview, made a right, and headed towards the Gura Road.
Okay.
And that was the way we were headed. We were returning to my mother-in-law, her mother's house, who lives in Stony Brook. And so he made a right on a Gura Road, and then we made a right on a Gura Road. When we made the right on a Gura Road, that's a two-lane road,
right.
Headed in one direction, and then there's a divider and two lanes on the other side.
Okay.
So we were on the right side, and the officer was probably, the patrol car was, I'm going to say, maybe 30 feet ahead of us in the left lane.
Okay.
And then further ahead, facing us, was this other car. It was like a gray, smaller car. And it was in the same lane facing us, and we're like, okay, this isn't good. Now we understand why the patrol car was acting erratic. He was obviously trying to deal with this car. We didn't know what any of the circumstances were at the time. My wife stopped, and that car started coming straight towards us. The police officer was in the left-hand lane, I believe tried to, like, hit him on the side to stop him. That car kind of, I would say, swerved. They probably kind of both collided side to side, and then that sent the car ricocheting back towards us, and he was headed straight for us.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he then just barely swerved to miss a head-on collision with us, swerved to his right,
okay.
Went through the intersection, and I don't know what happened to him. I'm guessing he... Because he swerved so hard to the right, he then tried to swerve to the left.
Okay.
And I'm guessing this part, that he stopped maybe because he went too far and was headed towards a pole.
Mm-hmm.
Because I believe he stopped back there, although I didn't really see it. I was then looking at the police. I saw him go by us, and we were holding our breath that he didn't hit us. I saw the patrol car turn around, come towards us, go around us, and then go behind and stop. So that's why I assume the other car stopped, because I think he was stopping behind that car.
Okay.
And then I saw him get out of his car and stand up. And then I didn't see much after that, but I heard, I'm going to guess, 6 to 8 gunshots.
Okay.
And I was concerned, because I figured if the guy in the car was firing back at the patrol officer, that we were right behind him and they would head towards us. And so we...
Okay.
Jammed out of there to my mother-in-law's house. And then when we got home, my wife called the office to let them know that we were witness to it.
Okay. Let me just back you up to where you first saw the police car.
Yep.
Okay, do you recall the one that turned out onto Lakeview and you guys were kind of following behind?
Yes.
Do you remember any lights on the car, red lights, like, you know, rotating above the car, red lights and blue lights, you know, like police lights?
I do not recall those lights.
Okay. Okay, after he made the right turn on Agoura, and you made the right turn on Agoura, you said, after you made the turn, he was kind of more on the number one lane, and you were on the other, on the number two lane, right?
Correct.
Okay. When that other car came out, the Acura, that you saw come out, and it was now going the wrong way direction, right?
Yep.
Do you remember seeing lights on that car?
Lights on the
Acura, the gray one.
We saw the headlights.
Okay, that's okay. All right, now as it was coming.
Are you saying police lights on that car?
No, the lights on the gray car that came out coming the wrong
yes,
way.
Yes, just the headlights coming towards us.
All right, so now you told me that the police car was in the number one lane, and the other car was kind of coming in the number two lane.
Yep.
Not headed straight towards the police officer's car, right?
No, he was headed towards our car.
Okay, and you guys were, did you pull over to the curb or just stop in the middle of the lane?
But there isn't a there isn't a shoulder there. It's really just two lanes.
Yeah, I know, but did you, like, pull over to the curb, or did you just stop? Did you guys just stop in the middle? Just stop right there.
We were fairly close to the right-hand side of the sidewalk,
okay.
But we were just in that lane.
Right. Okay, so now let's remember, as the car is coming now, you said that the patrol car kind of veered towards the car?
That's what I believe, yes.
Okay, and then there was did the other car try and get out of the way from the police car? Did he kind of also turn into him, which...
I believe, do you play basketball at all?
Right, yes.
So is it a charge or is it a blocking foul? It looked like that car probably turned into the police car as well, but it seemed like that the police car was initially trying to stop that car,
okay.
And then that car turned into him as well. I would say that they both, were participating in that bumping.
Right. So
they,
gotcha. Now, so this whole time the police car is moving, and it didn't stop. Well, when this collision occurred, there was movement on both cars, right?
Yes, there was movement in both cars. However, I believe the police car was stopped before that.
Oh, okay. So it did stop at one point. Okay. All right, and then as the car went by you, it went by you on the driver's side, right? Were you on the side?
Correct.
Okay, so and then it passed you, and then you saw the police car make a kind of like a turn to go back towards the car, right? And then it passed you?
Correct.
Okay. The only thing I want to ask is, are you good with estimating speeds on cars? Or just like, if you see a car, can you say, oh, that car's going probably maybe 30, that car's going 50? Are you good at that at all?
Probably as good as anyone.
How fast do you think that Acura was going, the gray car, not the police car, when it went past you or when it was coming towards that police car?
I believe it was stopped when it saw the police car there. It was almost like a bullfight where, he was in one lane and the other one, they were stopped and sizing each other up.
Okay.
And then I think he just kind of stepped on the gas and took off.
Okay, that's good enough.
Okay.
All right. So in your opinion, did it appear to you that the driver of the Acura was trying to get away?
Oh, no doubt.
Okay.
No doubt, yeah. I mean,
okay.
I don't understand. What isn't clear to me is why he didn't make a right turn, why he was coming toward in the wrong way.
Yeah, he was traveling the wrong direction.
Yeah, but if he was trying to get away from the police officer, and it seemed like the police officer and him were in that mall, and he knew the police officer be coming that way, why didn't he go the other way in the right direction of traffic?
Right. Yeah, well, that's just, that's just it. We're trying to figure all that out. Okay. If there's anything else, I may have left out? Is anything significant? Now, you recall that when that Acura went by, there was another car that was stopped where the Acura was at. Do you remember seeing another police car back there?
I believe it came afterwards, yes. My recollection is a little hazy on that, but I do recall a second police car.
When you looked back towards the scene where that car went, do you remember seeing the other car with its lights on, the police lights, the rotators?
Yes, I believe the lights were on that one, and that's why it got my attention.
All right. Okay, I think that's about it. I'm not going to make it complicated. If there's anything else that you can remember, I'll give you my phone number in case you decide you want to call me.
Okay. Is that 805?
805, yes. And my name is Jose Lopez. I'm a detective.
Jose Lopez, and you're a detective?
Yes, sir. We're handling the case, that shooting. We're investigating that shooting with the Sheriff's Department.
You're with the Ventura County Sheriff?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Was that a Ventura County Sheriff officer or a Thousand Oaks police officer?
The way it works is our Sheriff's Department, Ventura County Sheriff's Department, is contracted by Thousand Oaks to be the police service. We provide police service for Thousand Oaks, just like... we do for Ojai and we do for Camarillo. They don't have their own police. They contract through the Sheriff's Department.
Okay.
That's how that works. But on the car, you'll see, Ventura County Sheriff's, Thousand Oaks Police.
Okay.
That's kind of how it works.
All right. Well, if there's any help.
I think the only thing I need... I think we have your address. Provided that already, so I don't need that. But I think the only thing I needed was either your driver's license or your birth date, one of the two.
I prefer not to provide personally identifying information like my birth date, but...
Okay, it's fine. I mean, I understand.
But you can reach me anytime. I'm happy to do that. Just because of identity theft, I don't know where stuff like that gets entered.
Okay.
All right, but... If you need us, please let us know.
Yes, I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me, okay?
My pleasure, Jose.